Photographer Susan Kurt is showcasing her love of botany and photography, thanks to a grant from the Indiana Arts Commission. Curious Mix contributor Lee DeNoon takes us to the rare natural habitat called dune and swale, found in northern Indiana.
Armed with cameras and a new drone, Susan Kurt loves to wander through pristine natural areas, hidden within industrialized northwest Indiana near Lake Michigan. Kurt is amazed at what animals and plants are thriving.
Right at our feet, we have one of our orchids.
We're on the property of ArcelorMittal Steel.
So the orchids like it on the little bit drier ridges. I go 3 feet and I won't be in the right habitat for this orchid. But along this edge, I see two right now. The orchid that is around here, the Great Plains Orchid, is actually one of our orchids that has a really great smell to it, but it only grows within maybe up to 10 inches from the ground. So you have to basically lay on the ground to take photos of it.
Kurt says dune and swale areas were created when Lake Michigan slowly receded a few thousand years ago, leaving sand dunes with wetter depressions in between the dunes called swales.
If I came back thousands of years ago and I time traveled, I'm at the shore of Lake Michigan right now, which is also kind of fun to think about. I'm like, I'm at the old lake shore. And then as it receded quite rapidly, geologically speaking, over a few thousand years, it left these sandy dunes and it left the wetlands behind.
Kurt says the plants that grow in the wetland are distinctly different than the ones that grow on the higher, drier dunes, just a few feet apart. This 10-acre property is nestled between an interstate and the Gary Airport.
My name is Matt Bartz. I work with ArcelorMittal Research. I am the custodian of a restored dune and swale area here at ArcelorMittal Global Research and Development in East Chicago, Indiana.
Bart says over the years, the company considered developing the property or selling it.
And we always kind of knew there was something going on there because we'd see flowers, you know, wildflowers growing every now and then, but we really never did anything with it. And then we work with the Field Museum with a lot of projects, and we donate a lot of money to them for their projects and stuff. So with them and some other people from the Nature Conservancy, they came out and they kind of looked at it and said, you've got a really nice dune and swale area here. You guys really should try and do something with it.
Bart says the first thing they did was stop mowing it. And Kurt says it's been exciting to watch the native plants bounce back.
So here, what came back naturally is a little over 100 native species of plant that were able to survive the mowing over several decades, including several state-listed endangered and threatened plants.
Kurt's Indiana Arts Commission project will offer drone footage and macro views of dune and swale.
We have all this rare habitat with rare birds and animals and insects and flowers, and people aren't aware of it.
And Kurt is always thinking of new ways to reveal what's hidden.
What I'm hoping to do in the next couple of weeks, I haven't mentioned to Matt yet, is come out, stay here after dark, and put up a sheet to see what kind of moths can come to the sheet so that I can take pictures of them and get them identified.
Kurt's photography is featured in a Chicago Field Museum guide on native plants, and she has a website of her own, SusanKurtPhotography.com. For Curious Mix, I'm Lee DeNoon.